For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill with a special report from the 2018 Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California. This special report brought to you by the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, Central Livestock in Albany, Midsota Manufacturing in Avon, and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Harold Woolley joining us. He is on the board with the Minnesota Corn Growers Association and also running for national office this year at Commodity Classic. He talks about our state corn issues and how they are similar or different to some of the national issues when it comes to corn policy.
Well, there's a lot of similarities, but of course there's some differences across the Corn Belt as well. You know, ethanol is a huge program both for Minnesota and nationally, so that's one of the areas where we all agree.
Harold, it's really come under fire, this RFS. It's a time of huge concern for this technology and industry.
You're right. I believe President Trump and Senator Cruz and a couple senators out of Iowa are going to be meeting today to discuss the RFS program. Of course, Senator Cruz wants to put some caps on RINs or some things that would be bad for the RFS. Certainly the message coming out of Corn Congress is going to be don't mess with the RFS. This is a valuable program that allows us to have ethanol in our fuel, and we need it.
We spoke to Tom Hague on Monday a little bit. He mentioned RINs too. Is there an easy way to describe that to maybe the layman public out there? Or
boy, I haven't run across it. It's a complicated system, renewable identification numbers, that essentially the program forces the refiners to build the infrastructure necessary to blend ethanol.
There seems to be some optimism about the Farm Bill, but there always is optimism to get something done. What are some of the details in this Farm Bill that are concerning the corn growers?
Well, you know, the big one is that it needs to be baseline neutral. We just can't seem to find any additional funding for the Farm Bill. And we have tremendous needs, whether it's the export promotion programs, market access program, and foreign market development that help us export our grain. Back to CRP, to crop insurance, all these are valuable programs. We need a farm safety net. I'd love to see a combination of ARC and PLC, but that would cost some money, so it's going to be a struggle to do any of these programs enhancements that will cost more money.
Harold, you mentioned CRP hand-in-hand goes to rental rates. Do we need to reassess that, don't we?
Well, I think rental rates, county rental rates have fallen, and so it's probably appropriate that CRP rental rates fall as well. We need to target CRP to those areas that really need to be protected, and those areas that are farmable, we need to let some farmer, whether it's a young farmer or expanding farmer, farm those acres.
I know Colin Peterson, he's a big advocate for CRP, and he's tossed out numbers. I'm sure there's no number we can settle on, but I guess maybe the idea of increasing or decreasing can be something that can be agreed upon.
Well, Minnesota corn growers certainly favors an increase in CRP. We can see the demand with our buffer strips and our environmentally sensitive areas in Minnesota that we need a few more CRP acres. So we're on board for increasing the number.
Harold, finally, you're making a push to go into the national board, correct?
That's right. I'm going to be running. The election will be in July, so I'm doing a little campaigning out here and trying to talk to people about the issues.
And it's so important to represent the state of Minnesota, correct?
Well, I think that the National Corn Growers Association is a powerful organization and has the ability to influence legislation amongst a variety of other programs. So you bet it's important that Minnesota be represented on National Corn Growers Association.
Harold Woolley joining us with the Minnesota Corn Growers Association here at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.